Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
God's Word is a light to the dark path, living water for the thirsty soul, strength to the weary, salvation and hope to the lost, healing to the sick. Listen to Dr. Kojo Boateng Bempah as he gives clear and straightforward answers to the Word of God, refreshing your soul with impactful teachings of the Bible. Dr. Kojo Bempah is the senior pastor and visionary of Holy Hill Chapel Assemblies of God, an anointed, energetic, and practical teacher, passionate about winning the lost for Christ through God's Word. You're welcome to today's message. Listen and be blessed.
How to walk in favor with men and favor with God. Everybody needs these two things. Sometimes we give credit to the wrong things. Scripture speaking. Do not wisdom cry. That's the voice of wisdom. Anytime we open the scripture, wisdom is speaking. Come this way, come this way. And the Bible says all her ways are pleasantness. When you listen to wisdom, it shapes your life. You will live in pleasure. You are not wise. I want you to know. The Bible says not many wise men are called. That's why the Bible refers to all of us. Don't say you are wise. It is the scriptures that make us wise. Don't begin to say you are wise. Thou through thy commandment has made me wiser. Except maybe you are talking about the other three types of wisdom: common sense, intellectual sense, and then demonic wisdom. But when it comes to supernatural wisdom, when you hear the voice of wisdom, that's when you become wise. So, Luke 2:52, wisdom is crying. Jesus increased in wisdom. And that must be your prayer. Father, increase my wisdom. And in stature and in favor with God. So, you understand that favor is a product of wisdom. Everybody is looking for favor. Favor for somebody to marry you. Favor for somebody to open a business door for you. Favor for somebody to open a very important door for you to meet certain people. Everything in life has to do with open door. And when it comes to open door, favor is the currency for open door. Favor is that there are places you have 1 billion, you can't enter. You need favor is the currency for open door. And the scripture tells us that Jesus increased in wisdom. As his wisdom increased, favor flowed with God and with men. So the wiser you are, the more favored you become. The wiser you are, the more favored you become. Now remember, Proverbs 8 talks about wisdom. And so I said that do not wisdom cry, understanding whoever. Now as he's coming down, he goes to 35. Wisdom is saying that, for whosoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. That's wisdom is still talking. So we can read verse 1 and come to 35. Whosoever finds wisdom obtains favor from the Lord. So, favor is not a product of sexual activity. No. Favor is not a product of bribery. Whosoever findeth me. So, in spite of all the good factors like knowledge, hard work, whatever, you can't become great in the kingdom without the favor of God. It's impossible. Favor is a non-negotiable factor in the school of greatness. In the school of greatness. I say there are people, you have a billion, you will still never meet them. God must open them. No one can make it big in the absence of favor. Favor is God's path in the equation of greatness. Favor. Jesus did not make it without favor. We just read it. Jesus became great. He grew in favor with God. Joseph, the slave boy who became a prime minister, did not make it without favor. David could not make it. How can you pick somebody from the bush and make him a king. He couldn't make it without the favor of God. Solomon, that little boy, that teenager, who became a king, and the Bible said the whole world gathered around him. He couldn't make it without the favor of God. That's favor at work. Esther, the Kayayo girl, who became a queen. You know, you see, in the Bible, God never used qualified people to do qualified things. That's why nobody is disadvantaged when it comes to God. Everybody God picked to do something, he didn't qualify. So that the glory. So when you begin to see yourself, I qualify, you are about to be disqualified by God. Because then, you now say, oh, because of this, because, and God doesn't like that. He wants all the glory to come to him. So, in the areas where you don't qualify, get excited. You are the candidate of selection by favor. How many of these people, this Kayayo girl, even at the beauty contest, he couldn't know where to put lipstick and eyeshadow and mouth shadow. So he told them, please, in order not to embarrass myself, I don't need any cosmetics. She worked with a raw face, yet she was selected. And the Bible tells us in Esther 2:17 that it is favor. You can be as beautiful as forever clear. No one will pick you as a wife. As for girlfriend, plenty. They use you, they drop you, they use you, they drop you. You have to tell yourself, intermediate. There's a mentioning factor. But the girls are happy. As people are dropping them because of foolishness, they are happy. When will you become somebody's bona fide covenant wife? And that is the curse on celebrities of these last days. Very beautiful. He doesn't owe anybody. Everybody owes them. You see, when you lack wisdom, foolishness is institutionalized in your mind as the right way to go. When you lack wisdom, foolishness become institutionalized in your mind. That's the right way to go. We are the girls in town. Madam, you are off. Such people are not in the house of God. Somebody shall raise me. So you look at these people. Where do you fall in? Are you greater than Jesus? Are you greater than Joseph? Solomon, are you richer than Solomon? Whose drinking cups were made of gold? Not only him. In the days of Solomon, the Bible said money was accounted for nothing. Are you greater than David? The sweet psalmist of Israel. So if this man needed favor, ask your friend, what do you need? What do you need? They did not make it without the favor of God. Don't start saying you are brilliant. You are this, you are this, you are this, you are this. The next question you have to ask yourself, why are you brilliant and somebody is not brilliant? All of us, we don't have head. That is favor for you. Because when I start explaining what favor means, you understand that the thing that you are boasting about is actually favor. Because one thing favor does is that it takes you from the multitude. It distinguishes you. So, wisdom connects us to favor. Wisdom is the secret of favor. The wiser you are, the more favor you can procure. So Proverbs 8:1, do not wisdom cry. And understanding put a voice. Come and I will teach you. Come and I will show you the way of favor. Huh? They say, we are not coming. We are not coming. He is crying to the sons of men. Somebody who buys cigarette, they've written, this cigarette is harmful to your health. He said, when they finish, they say, Lord, give me long life. Which long life? Wisdom is crying. Men are not listening. I pray for you this year, you will listen to the voice of wisdom. Then verse 35 says, for those that hear him, they will obtain favor from God. So wisdom is the fountain of favor. Anyone that walks in God's wisdom is an automatic candidate of favor. Jesus is our perfect example. Luke 2:52. The man walked, grew in wisdom. Favor flow. Now, the good news is that Jesus has now become our wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:24. He is our power and our wisdom. So when you become born again, the journey of wisdom begins. Every unborn again person is dead. They are not even alive. So they can't respond to the things of God. Every unbeliever is dead. Their mind, dead. Everything, dead. God doesn't communicate. He can't communicate to them. Except when he wants to save them. Then he speaks to their spirit. They are there. That's why Jesus said, when you come, I will give you life and give it more abundantly. So being born again gives you life. It causes you to come alive spiritually. But for the unbeliever, his spirit is there. Now, so 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, but those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. So since Christ is our wisdom, it simply means that receiving Christ begins the journey of wisdom. His word is our wisdom. His word is his wisdom. So when we receive the word, we receive wisdom. So as we put his word to work, it results in favor with God and with men. So anytime you do the word of God, when you do the word, you have registered for favor. Any scripture you obey is a registration for favor. When you obey, because favor is the right application of scripture. Hearing it is not wisdom. Hearing it is knowledge. Applying it is wisdom. So listen carefully. That's why it's not everybody that goes to church to hear the word of God whose life is shining. Many hear the word, they don't do. Today you see all kinds of arguments. This scripture is this, whatever. I don't believe, whatever, whatever. No, you don't believe, no problem. Send up a problem. But those that want to see results must go beyond hearing to doing. Matthew 7:24. Whosoever hears this saying and doeth them. You don't do it, you remain with knowledge. You do it, you move into wisdom. You move into wisdom. Therefore, what is favor? Now, very important. Favor is the show of kindness towards a person. So when God favors you, he will show you kindness. When men favor you, they will show you kindness. And I see 500 people here that God will show kindness this week. If you are one of them, let your amen show. Your amen means you are receiving it. You are receiving it. Favor is preferential treatment to few amongst many. When God shows you favor, what is not given to many is given to you. So watch your life. There are many things you have others don't have. You will know and you will be grateful that God has favored you. How many people drive cars? And yet you have a car, you are not grateful. How many people have received visa to travel before? Yes. But it's not many. Go to the embassy, you see people line up. How many people are educated in Africa? So that GSS you attended is the favor of God. I want to show you, favor is all over around you. Favor is all over. You have a house. How many people have houses? Very few. If you know the number of people living in Accra and that this Bujia house was scattered all over, you will see that many don't have. There are 10 people sleeping in one room. And yet you have a house. You say there's no AC. Favor is preferential treatment to few amongst many. How many people are CEOs? Few. Be grateful. There's favor there. How many ladies are married? Favor. How many men have wives? Favor. Favor. He's speaking everywhere. How many people, children were born from day one, they grown to cross 21, 22, gone to university? The favor of God. Within 3 weeks ago, 3 final year students have died on KNUSC campus. All of them are girls. One died by being beaten by his Okoro boyfriend. And the two, they say a car knocked them. All of them are girls. You see something has happened. So your child went to school. He graduated. You are not happy because you didn't get first class. That's the favor of God. Anytime you see something done for you that many don't have, favor is showing right there. Can somebody clap his hands for the Lord? How many people are in church on Sunday morning? Many of them are sitting outside. Number three, favor is exceptional preservation among troubled multitudes. Somebody just testified, a car ran on the leg of the driver, but me, nothing happened to me. That's the favor of God. When multitudes are going down, but God is preserving you, that's the favor of God. If we don't explain this thing well, people think favor means on your wedding day favor. Many of you have escaped the same accident that buried many people. I went to hospital to pray for somebody and I saw a young guy. He had come very black. And I think the brother knows me. So when he saw me in the hospital, he came and I said, what is happening? The brother was in abroad. He got kidney failure and they brought him back. And this guy became black. His fingers, everything black. And I stretched my hands and began to pray. Suddenly the Lord remembered me. You got the same disease. But look at you. I suddenly became very humble. The same disease that has killed many. Even this week, they are burying a certain pastor's son. He was killed by kidney failure. Why my own didn't kill me? Number four, favor is uncommon blessing in hard times. Ghana is hard. Ghana is hard. But you have a house. You are able to pay your children's school fees. So where is the hardness? Uncommon blessing. Mm-hmm. We all thought we would die years ago, but we didn't die. We will survive everyone. If you like, break the book as Nathan, the book. Somebody shall read it here. We don't survive by people who are in power. No. Jesus is already in power. And nobody will vote him out of power. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he shall be the same forever. But don't depend on human promises. A Christian does not depend on human promises. At a point in time, you see all men are the same. Uncommon blessing in hard times. And this year 2025, I don't know whether they drop budget or not. God will have a personal heavenly budget for you. You will complete that project. You will marry that your marriage. You will build that house. You will build that school. You will complete that assignment. Number five. Favor is the divine selection of unqualified and disqualified candidate. Some of you, when we are going to marry, they disqualify you in secret. A lot of negotiations were going on. And you don't know how you came here. That contract that was given to you, they disqualify you. Yes. When they were giving you that position, a lot of agitations and negotiations. God pull you through. And you now know. One day my daughter sitting there and said, Bishop, this position I don't want to do because I feel it's not time. I don't qualify. I say, sister, you go do. You go do. Today go and see wonders. Wonders everywhere. Why? That's the favor of God. The divine selection of the unqualified. And the disqualified. Some of you, they have analyzed you and disqualified you. But this year, you have the biggest testimony, the biggest testimony. So this is where you see favor working. Some of you have to today, if I have to explain why you passed that paper, you cannot do. You know the yama things that you were doing. Suddenly, this results came. A. Sister, does your face look like A? Favor moving. When God saw what you were writing, he said, he wiped the paper clean and he wrote something for you. By the time the results came, you are on top of the list. Can I pray for some two or three people here? Any wrong thing you write, favor will rewrite it and give you. Yeah. Some people go to interview, ask them their name, they've forgotten. What is your telephone number? Okay, let's go to another question. When was your mother born? People even forget their own date of birth. Favor has been speaking all over. Some of the ladies, the kind of husband that is blessing them today, they almost miss it. Because they couldn't see the future. And favor spoke. He said, take your time. Go like that. Tomorrow, there'll be a day. Whilst other ladies have missed that opportunity. Lift your hands and thank God for. How many of you can see favor working in your life? Chorus says, do you qualify? Do you qualify to sing? You, when angels are singing, can your voice match the voice of angels? Now, let me tell you something. Never think that God lacks something you will provide for him. It's just a privilege. Nobody should ever think that what you are doing, you know, if you can't do God, how can you that he created become so important that when you are not there, the creator can do something? But some people are thinking so. He can recreate and recreate and double create you. Even if you want to create somebody with three heads like your head, he can do tomorrow. Favor is speaking. And I pray, may your life continue to be an amazement to people. Because when they look at you in their analysis, you don't qualify. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, favor will always speak on your behalf. You always have the best. You always be on top. You always be in a place where they are not expecting you. Somebody shout favor. So you look at these three definitions and you realize that life, even salvation, why were you selected to be saved? Me, my grandfather was Muslim priest, Alhaji Bomose. He died and went to wherever he would go to. Because he would never listen to, when you mention Jesus, he said, whatever. He was even trying to curse those of us who are following the Messiah. I don't know who he is now. How come I, small boy, was able to believe? My grandfather was 104 years, and with all his wisdom and experience, he couldn't understand salvation. Favor. Why are you sitting in church? Where is your entertainment prefect in school? The favor of God. The favor of God. Favor is speaking all over. And from now till Jesus comes, it must continue to be favor. Because if God removes his favor, I don't know where some of us will be. What will favor do? Number one, favor opens impossible doors. That amazes your enemies. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 21 to 24. The king said, oh Daniel, has your God been able to deliver you from the lion's den? And Daniel replied the king, oh king, live forever. Look at his reply. He said, the Lord has sent his angel. The Lord has sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lion. So they didn't hurt me because I was found innocent. In other words, I found favor. I was found innocent before him. Also, okay, I have done no wrong. Let's jump to 24. You see some show right now. So the king was suddenly sad. And the king gave a command. And they brought those men who had accused Daniel. And they cast them into the den of the lion. Look at some show here. Their children and their wife. And the lions overpowered them and broke their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the desert. So they didn't even drop. The lion did them mihriso. Pam! The same place, somebody lied there for 12 hours. They couldn't eat one. They couldn't eat one. They ate families. They didn't drop. So Daniel was saying to the king, favor has preserved my life. That impossible door that nobody enters and come out. This year, I see you coming out in a grand style. Can I hear a big amen? I said, that impossible door. They said, nobody will go here and come out. Hey, favor is going to speak for somebody. You are going to come out. Daniel, the king said he couldn't sleep the whole night. It was an impossible case. But favor spoke. Daniel came out. You come out of that sickness. You come out of that difficulty. There are seven people here. You have court case. The Lord says, I should tell you, between now and April ending, the case will be decided in your favor. Can I see them jump and shout amen and receive it now? You come out of that impossible case. Because we have a God of favor. Number two, what does favor do? Favor moves people from shame to glory. The devil goes about shamifying people. Favor moves people from shame to glory. From shame to glory. I hear some people, they say there's something called name him and shame him. So they investigate you, and even they see that you are not guilty, they first come and publish you and disgrace you before you say, I'm not the one, I'm not the one. Wickedness. Wicked people. We live in a world of wicked. People lie, they lie. But when God has favored you, no amount of bad mouthing and badness. And for you, you see, listen, I see God stamping your forehead with favor. Genesis 41, 39 to 45. They brought Joseph. They brought Joseph. Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you this, there is none as discerning and wise than you. Verse 41, you shall be over my house. The person that Potiphar's wife wanted to disgrace, they cast him in the dungeon. God brought him out. God brought him out. Listen to me. Protect your relationship with God with jealousy. Any man can get angry. The person you call your friend today will tomorrow tend to become your enemy. And all the information you give him about people, he will spell them out. Let God be your best friend. Let God be. They brought Joseph out. He said, you shall be over my house. All the people shall be ruled according to your way. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. What? Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I've set you over all the land of Egypt. Can I talk to somebody that life has placed in a lungu-lungu way? I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the next 1 month, you are coming out of every corner into the land. He gave him his gold chain. He gave him his chariot. When God favors you, men cannot push you into a corner. They cannot. Favor moves people from shame. From shame. From shame. To glory. The next day when they wake up, news everywhere. Yes, Egypt wept. News everywhere. The man, that few years ago, they wrote on front page of newspaper, a young boy wanted to rape Mr. Honorable Potiphar's wife. Published it the whole of Egypt. Joseph had been slapped with a rape charge. Hi! How can a slave boy defend himself? But what they didn't know, that the silence of God is not the absence of God. Can somebody put that statement somewhere? The fact that God is silent doesn't mean he's absent. Oh, you got to know it and let your enemies also know. The silence of God is not the absence of God. And delay is not denial. God was waiting. He wanted to give him a bigger platform. Some of you right now, as I'm talking, I see God is silent in your life. But I came to tell you, the silence of God is not the absence of God. He's working something. He's working something. And in his own time, he will make all things beautiful. He will make all things beautiful. Sometimes you are trying to destroy a child of God, and they are praying and say, but all my bumpires will finish. Who do you consult me, Jimmy? One day. The reason why God is not responding is giving you time to change from your nonsense. Ha! Front page, Joseph everywhere. They threw him into the dungeon. Bam! The people that met him in the prison, ah, but this guy is not like this. But this guy is not like this. But you don't have a voice, what will you do? Then they brought two cabinet ministers into the dungeon. They had the dream. Joseph interpreted the dream. He said, hey boy, when you go, remember me. Chai, when human beings get power, they forget. They went back, they were enjoying. God says, since you didn't remember him, I will remember my own servant. Can I pray for somebody here? Do you know God can remember you better than human beings? Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in 7 days from today, God will remember somebody. I said, God will remember somebody. I said, God will remember somebody. They forgot about him completely. And the Lord said, don't worry. These guys are lower politicians. I will give you to the main man himself. The Lord went to Pharaoh, boy, sleep, sleep, dream, dream, dream. When you dream, don't understand. When you dream, don't understand. When you dream, don't understand. The man wake up. Can we find a man? Can we find a man? There is going to be a time when there will be a problem. Only you can solve that problem. I say only you can solve that problem. Somebody say from shame to glory. Is there anybody here? People have shamed you before. They put a case on you. What you have not done, they say you have done. You are white. They interpreted it as black. You are a candidate of God's favor. Can I see you raise your hand? I say you are a candidate of God's favor. Don't do that to anybody, but let them do it to you. Don't do that to anybody. Me, I've never joined any group of people in my life who sat anywhere bringing somebody down, no? Can I tell you something? Wherever devils have gathered, and you are the topic of discussion, I declare all of them scattered in the name of Jesus. 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 This will, wherever you appear, every gang up of the enemy shall be scattered at your appearance. Shall be scattered at your appearance. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every demonic plan concerning your life, I declare them scatter, 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 scatter. Tell your neighbor, you will hear good news tomorrow. It is impossible for you to be shamified. You are a child of glory. You are a child of what? They made him ride in the second chariot. They cried before him, bow thy knees, including Madam Slay Queen Potiphar's wife. So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Wow! All the land where people don't want to see you. This year, they will see you many times coming from that place. Number three, favor changes a person from rags to riches. Right? No matter how broke you are, when favor locates you. Come to church, oh. God is changing destinies. This is the factory of favor. Favor doesn't locate people who sit outside. It locates people in the house of favor. And the house of God is called the house of mercy. Mercy means favor. Mercy. This is where the mercy seat is. This is where, even when people have done their worst, they can be forgiven. The mercy place of God. 2 Samuel 9:1. David became king. All King Saul's children are there. He woke up morning. The spirit of favor came. He said, is there anybody in Saul's house that I can show kindness? Favor, the first word I said means kindness. Is there anybody in the house of Saul that I may show kindness? Verse 2. Then there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was called Ziba. So when they had called him to David, the king said to him, are you Ziba? He said, yes, at your service. Verse 3. Then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul whom I may show the kindness of God? Is that person here? Is there anybody in the choir that God can show favor? Is there anybody among the married women that God can show favor? Is there any single lady, single man? Is there any businessman? Is there anybody in academia? Is there any CEO that God can show favor? God is asking, is there anyone in the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet. He is lame in his feet. He's called Mephibosheth. He lived in a country without Google map called Lord Diva. So the king said, where is he? Tap your neighbor and say, favor is looking for someone. Say it prophetically like you're a prophet. Tap people and say, favor is looking for somebody. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Ziba said to the king, indeed, he is in the house of Mekah, the son of Amiel, in a place called Lodiba. Low. Then the king sent and brought him out of the house of Mekah, the son of Amiel, from Lodiba. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated. Now look at what he's going to say. David said, do not fear, I will surely show you kindness. Today I came with the word of the Lord in my mouth. Somebody is here, you don't even have a place to sleep. You can't pay your school fees. You are looking for money to do something. Do not fear, for God is about to show you favor this week. Because of Jonathan, your father's sake, I will restore to you all the land that saw your grandfather, and you shall eat at my table continually. Somebody shout, amen. This year, you will eat every week, every day. You will never go broke one day. Then he bowed himself and said, what is your servant that you should look upon him? A dead dog I am. Mephibosheth. Why is he saying that? When there was war that broke out between Saul's family and David's family, and they were running away, some of the wicked soldiers entered into Saul's house and they killed all the children. And there was a maidservant there. He carried Mephibosheth as a little boy. On their way running, Mephibosheth dropped. That's how he became crippled. And so in order for him not to be killed, they sent him to a place where nobody could find him. So as far as Mephibosheth is concerned, his father has died, his brothers have died, and they are also looking for him. He has become a political prisoner or fugitive. What? So now, and they throw him. Everybody thought, oh, so. Now, when you read 2 Samuel chapter 1 and chapter 2, when the guy reported, he said, everybody in Saul's house is dead. But there was a Mephibosheth. Crippled. And they were hiding him. But God was looking for him. Is there anybody life is trying to hide? I came with a prophetic word. Even though life is trying to hide you, finances are trying to hide you, I came, God is looking for you. Tap your neighbor and say, God is looking for you. He said, I am but a dead dog. Can you show me kindness? Hi. Verse 9. And the king called Ziba. David said, do not fear. I will show you kindness. And the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his household riches. You therefore and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him. You shall bring in the harvest to your master's son that he may find food to eat. But for Mephibosheth, your master's son, he shall eat at my table always. Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 27. Now, what he's saying is that Ziba, 15 sons, 16, but plus 20, 36 people. From today, you are workers in Mephibosheth's company. You are going to work for him. And everything you get, you are selling it to Mephibosheth. I don't care where you are coming from or where life has put you. As I'm talking about favor, you'll be surprised in the next 5 days. 5 days, starting from this afternoon. You are moving from rags to riches. I say you are moving from rags to riches. Can I have somebody here who can shout a prophetic amen? Find the name Mephibosheth. And find the name Lodiba. I am a dog. God said, boy, you are not a dog. The boy begging to eat now has 36 people working in his employment. Can I prophesy a 24-hour prophecy for somebody? Somebody came to church. You have no work to do. But very soon, you are going to employ many people in your company. By June. Can anybody receive that prophetic word? By June, you that you have no work, you'll be an employer of labor. I see a Mephibosheth about to be lifted. A Mephibosheth about to be lifted. Somebody shout, I am the one. So the boy wearing rags suddenly became a rich man. Somebody say, favor is talking. How many of you know every child of God is qualified for favor? Pastor, how? Now, anybody Christ could save, favor is the cheapest thing. If he can save you from your sins. Mm. There is somebody in Lodiba. Very soon you'll be in the center of the city. Yeah. There is somebody in Lodiba. You are being brought to the king's table. Yeah. Somebody get excited. Get excited. You cannot read this Bible and be sad. Mm. Is there anybody in Ghana that I can show favor? Is there anybody in that family, Akoi Koi family? Is there anybody in the Dufour family? Is there anybody in the Adams family? Is there anybody? Am I talking to somebody or you are sleeping? Is there, mention your family. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there that God can show favor? Why are you discouraged? You think like people are forgotten you. You don't need them. God knows where everybody is located. And I have good news for you. Someone is coming for you. I say someone has been sent. And the person is looking for you. Yesterday, one of the most authentic prophets is in the north. He said, Bishop, you know, I'm doing some long days fasting, but I'm the one fasting and praying, but you are the one that God gave a message. I said, uh-huh. Long message. Once you are minding your own business serving God, heaven is having a serious plan for you. How many of you can handle more riches? You better raise your hands. Eh? There is a lot of work to do for God. Don't, when they are talking about poor people, don't raise your hands, my friend. Poverty can't build anything for God. And the last end time harvest must be reaped. And God is raising end time millionaires. And the last time I checked the list, your name has been added. Somebody has just missed something. I said, the last time I checked the list, you know, your name has been put on the list. For the sake of the preaching of the gospel, your name will be added to the last day end time millionaires. Number four. How many of you want to know where favor is taking you this week? Favor brings a slave into royalty. It will make you special. Esther 2:17. I've already spoken about it. That Kaya Yoger, suddenly, first lady, gagam. How do you explain it? It cannot be explained. And actually, favor can't be explained. If you want me to explain it, I'm not going to talk to those of you who don't understand what Otankuruwa is, I will try and convert it into English. It is called the cup of hatred. That's what I can say. Hatred cup. They want to drink you, but you are not drinkable. Most of the time, the people talking about, you have not done anything. They can't explain why this man is breaking through. They check all the analysis, consulted their witches. Witches couldn't inside. We don't know. We have tried to stop him, but he's not stopping. So now, what they will do is they put you in Otankuruwa. When you greet them, they won't respond. When you pass, that's in, what is the English? Trio. Eh? Chuckle. They chuckle. Chow. But the unfortunate thing is that this time, even their chuckle will not make noise. We will hear. And this year, I promise you, they can't handle you. If you know what is about to happen. What I saw yesterday, if you know what is about to happen, they tap your neighbor and say, they can't handle you. They can't handle you. So, when you see the hatred, it is a sign that Charlie favor has located you. It is a sign that what? Esther 2:17, look at it. The Lord. If you are a Christian, don't make your face very sad, my friend. No, don't walk in ignorance. The king loved Esther more than all the other women. They were others. That's what you see. If it is being done to everybody, it's no favor. But you'll be selected. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight. This is the order. More than all the virgins. It's not that she wasn't the holy virgin. The Lord selected and appointed Esther. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Can I talk to some young person here? God is about to lift you, become the head of people who are 20 years older than you. How many people can receive such a prophetic word? He will lift you above those who are more educated than you. He will lift you above those who are more exposed than you. In fact, you will employ your professor. This is what makes the church a strange place. That's why when I see people, they want to explain everything in the church. You will go wrong. You cannot explain matters. Today there is a great confusion because of that explanation. This must be there. This man. No. Many things cannot be explained. So there are questions, we reserve them for heaven. How many of you can reserve them? Do you know that even you don't understand why some people are driving some car? Reserve it for heaven. It's favor. And no matter how I try to explain it, favor is something supernatural. From today, you are going to walk in supernatural blessings. Number five, favor is going to do for somebody. Favor brings help to the helper. Anybody need help to finish the building of that your house? To send your child to school abroad? Somebody is about to give you a phone call. I say somebody is about to give you a phone call. And that phone call, they will ask you, do you need help? Favor brings help to the helpless. John 5:5. Jesus went to the general hospital of Bethesda. So many sick people, but there was a guy who had been there for 38 years, has no help. Their wife has run away, children ran away, aunties ran away, uncles ran away, everybody ran away. And the man was there alone by himself. 38 solid years. And by now, family has forgotten him. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew he has already been there condition for long. He said to him, do you want to be well? Look at the man. The sick man answered, sir, I have no man. How many of you have got into a place where all men rejected you before? Today, God is on your case. I say, God, if you have not gotten there before, you know, I'm not preaching to you today. I'm talking about people who got to a place where those that were even expected rejected them. And sometimes when you hear what they say behind the scenes, hey! Sekele me koske felika toske. You wonder, am I the one they are talking about like this? People you have even given food to eat, leka toskepe. Palukoski palika toske. Can God put you in that situation to show you favor? I have no man to put me. He said, now this is the place I'm at. He said, when the angels said, whilst I'm coming, they pushed me aside. Another step in front of me. Jesus said, see, you have tried every effort. Now, no more effort. Sit here. I will dive into the water for you. I see Jesus is about to dive into the water of miracle for somebody. Rise up! I heard a story about a woman who had cancer. And then he went to a certain city in India. He heard there was an evangelist holding a crusade in Accra. The woman thought the crusade had finished. So he went to Kumasi where the evangelist lives with her last glory fair. He got to the church. They said, the man of God is in the city where you came from. Said, what? He said to the office people, I don't have transport. He said, okay, take this one. He go. He said, the man is in the city where you came from. The lady now came back to the city. Unfortunately, he got to the stadium. The crusade also finished last night. He goes there. She misses. She comes here. She misses. She sat down in the stadium, broke into tears, crying. Suddenly, he saw the janitor of the stadium. He said, Mama, what are you doing? He said, I'm waiting for the crusade. He said, the crusade finished yesterday. He said, oh, where is the man of God? He has returned back to his city, Kumasi. He said, I'm just coming from that place. But I don't even have any money anymore to go out. And my cancer is at the last stage. The man said, the instruments are just here. They are just waiting for packets to come and pack. The woman now bowed down her, broke into tears, crying, oh God, I went to look for the man. I didn't find him. My money is finished. I came here, he has finished the crusade. What kind of wahala is this? As the woman bowed down, he's sitting in the stadium alone, crying. He felt a tap at her back. She didn't lift her head anymore because she thought it was the janitor to come and say, Madam, go home because the crusade is finished. And then when she turned, guess who he saw? Jesus. And Jesus said, my daughter, My son, the evangelist, has finished. He's gone home, but I'm still here. Cancer disappeared. Give the Lord a shout of praise. I see God sending help. Sending help. There is a student, God is helping you this week. There is a businessman, God is helping you. There is a pastor, God is helping you. There is somebody here. Help is going to come to you. The men to help you are absent, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. Put your hands together for the Lord. He's going to help you. So, all these things I'm speaking about begin to happen in a man's life when wisdom begins to be applied. We have desires, but we don't know how our desires can be fulfilled. Ecclesiastes 10:15 says, he knoweth not how to go to the city. The labor of the fool worries them. For they do not even know how to go to the city. So we are going to find out how to attract favor by using the wisdom of God. Wisdom has a path. Proverbs 8:35 says, by wisdom favor comes. What are the wisdom keys? Put them down very correctly. Wisdom keys. What are the wisdom pathways? Listen, if you wake up and you sleep all day, you have chosen a path. It will end you somewhere. Every decision you take is a path. And every path will lead somewhere. So make sure you find yourself on the right path. You are not married. You are living with a man. It's a path you have chosen. Make sure you are on the right path. The wrong path will lead to the wrong place. The right path will lead to the right path. You don't need to be a prophet to see you. You don't need to be a prophet. What path have you chosen? The path to favor. Favor with God. Favor with men. When men see you, they like you. They open doors for you. When God sees you, he like you. He open doors for you. Of course, God can't favor you for men to disqualify you. Number one key. You must apply the wisdom of loving God and loving people. You don't only love God, love people. If you love God and you hate people, your love for God is disqualified. For many people say, oh, as for me, yeah, it's me and God. No. Your ability to love people shows how you love God. For God so loved the world. So when you love him, you love the people you see. See, how can you love God that you don't see? And so, Romans 8:28 says, that's the wisdom path. I have to love all my parishioners. I don't care where they come from. I don't say, where are you from? Are you from my village? You don't need to be come from my village. Which village? We are all sons of the Most High God. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God. Wherever God sees, men are not treated like men. Blessings are withdrawn. We know that all things work together for good. For those who love God. And to those who are called according to his purpose. But now, this is the case. So what is it? Those who love God. How do you love God? There are parameters. When you love God, you love men. Number one. So it's not that I love God. No, there are things to show. When you love God, you love men. Number two. When you love God, you love church. When you love God, you love service. So there are things to show. So now, Matthew 22, 37 to 39. Look at what it says. And Jesus said unto you, amplify. This is important. Now, son, this my girl is now a businesswoman, not a big one. So very soon, then I say, oh, sit down, get up, whatever. Then one day, before I see the richest woman in Ghana, I have closed my favor door. Tell your friend, human beings are doors. You can pass through them to go to many places. They didn't agree. They tell him, do you know I'm a door? As I'm sitting with you, I am a door. I can lead you somewhere. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This one there we can take, but the other one. Continue. This is the first and the greatest commandment. Verse 39. The second is like this.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good of others. You don't do that. You are not a believer. You are not a believer. If you don't seek the good of others, you are seeking only the good of you, your wife and children. Only those who speak your language. Only those who dress nicely. Only those who went to Wege. How many people in Ghana went to Wege? Only those who are members of your secret society. This is where our judgment will come from. And this is why many people have lost favor. The good of others means that love this boy. You don't need to know what he will become of. Love him. Every human being is a mysterion, is a mystery. And can I prophesy to you, anybody that treats you wrongly will one day laugh at the wrong side of your life. You may never know who Pastor Isaac will become. Maybe he's the one ordained to buy you a car, but today, he doesn't have shishi. So he told you, love people, not because of the way they are dressed, not because of what they have. No. Love. In this last day, God will use many rejected people as a testimony. And as a church, we must walk in love. All my ushers, three people were. Somebody got there. Sit there. No. All human beings are the same. Don't look at their car. Don't look at their perfume. Everyone perfume to be used to smell like papo, papo. When God starts changing your story, your smell begins to change. So the person smelling today is on the way changing her perfume. Be careful. When you walk in love, you attract favor. You attract favor. My classmates I used to feed on campus. One of them bought the first drums in this church. And when that guy used to be an insurance man, I never paid insurance. When I get to his office, he would tear the rubber and he give it to me. So I was just plastering it. He paid all the bankuda he had. All the days of when he used to be an insurance, whatever. The person you are loving today will show you favor tomorrow. Who are you calling maid servant? Nobody is a maid servant. They came to help you. You let that servant leave your house. You see, said your home. Treat people with respect. Especially in the house of God, we have to be careful. Don't shout at anybody. Don't tell anybody you cannot be a member. Did you die for the church? Are you Jesus? Everybody is welcome. Many have lost favor. Presently, Papa Oedipo called his principal, who was a principal when he was a student in the Polytechnic. He said one day the principal told him, David, if you learn, why are you in school? You look like a pastor. The man was worried. This man is always moving. He said, principal, I want you to know, I'm a full-time Christian and a part-time student. Today, that man has built three universities. Don't play games with people, especially the young ones. Walk in love. Because the person you are not expecting to be a millionaire tomorrow will be a trillionaire next week, not even tomorrow. And don't use your carnal mind to calculate the life of people. This one, if I look at him, it is not of him that will it. It is not of him that ram it. But it is God that should win mercy. Come here. The rest is not to the spirit. Blood is not for men who have understanding. Skill is not for men of wisdom, but time and chance happens to them all. Happens to them all. When Apostle Maldonado came, a man followed him carrying his shirt. And the man who called me, drive me here, drive me. I didn't know he was a millionaire. The last day when they were about to go, he said, man of God, how much does the food cost? I said, are you the one to pay? He said, no. He said, every cost I'm the one to pay. He was holding shirt. He removed his card, he put it there, boom. Shit! He said to me, you just decide that apostle will come, we will pay. Then we went to Miami. Pastor Adams is there, he's my witness. I called him, Alessi, I've come home. He said, wait, I'm coming to pick you for dinner. Some car landed in the garage. When it, I look, I said, are you inside that car? And he said, oh, this one is what I used to carry my pastor wherever he wants to go. I bought it to carry my pastor wherever he wants to go. Mm-hmm. He put his hand in his pocket and gave me $2,600. He used it to buy food. We use $2,600 to buy food. As I use it to buy food, I'm sending it to Africa for investment. But when he came, he was holding the man's shirt, moving up. He told me, he said, Apostle, I said, yes, go and carry it. When I went there, he said he has 26 houses he's selling. He's a billionaire. Be careful. Somebody will use chow to deceive you. Why many people are not walking in favor? They don't treat people well. When they see people, they say, oh, this one is not. Listen to the wisdom. Wisdom is talking to you. Treat all men equal, for all souls are mine. Ezekiel 18:4. And a guy brought me water. My wife asked me, who is it? I said, this guy is the one who lost $1 million and they didn't pinch him. And when you see him, some Sakura be minding his own business, walking Akacha. Akacha. See people with the eyes of God. Somebody is about to buy you a car. Now, this is where the real preaching is. This is the preaching. Number two, the wisdom of serving God and serving people. Serve. Don't let it pain you to carry somebody's bag. All this, I don't have a work. My friend, there's a lot of work. Humble yourself and serve. Proverbs 11:27. Service procures favor. Service procures favor. He that diligently seeketh good procures favor. But he that seeketh mischief shall come unto him. When you seek good, favor come. Exodus 20:25. Ye shall serve the Lord thy God. Serve. Say, can I wash your car? Find a place of service. In the house of God, don't walk idle. Serve. God always show favor to his servants. He shall serve the Lord thy God. He shall bless thy food and thy water. Take away sickness from the midst of thee. Look at verse 20. The number of your day you shall fulfill. So those who serve God and men, don't only you have a boss, serve him in humility. Serve. You meet somebody in the car, he can't stand up. Get down. Help. Today, young people, don't do that again. You sit in the bus, the young person, gabab. In our days, when you see a senior man, you shift. After today, when I travel, I sit in the bus at the airport. Any woman holding a child or an old man. So normally now, I don't sit anymore. I don't, because when they come, I'll stand up. When they come, I will stand up. Many are losing favor because they are not serviceable. Madam, serve your husband. He will buy you things. You don't need to ask. But this is your sanctuary behavior. You say one, you say 20. Serve. Service brings favor. Number three. The wisdom of humility. Humility is an automatic precursor for wisdom. Now, when I say humility, I'm talking about two things. Number one, speaking gracious words. Talk to people, use the word please. Please, teacher. Please. Today, people don't know how to say please. You see their face, very proud look. Some people, when you are even preaching, you look at their face. A proud look. So I don't look in certain people's direction. The Bible talks about a proud, your faith can depict pride. Pride. He told Jeremiah, don't look. So if you see, I don't come in your direction, maybe your face is not good. They send you small, you change your face. Two things under humility. Speaking gracious words and treating people with respect. Proverbs 17:27. Quickly. Let me dish it out. He who has knowledge, spare his words. And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Spare your words. It's not everything you think, you say. Speak things that edify. I've never discouraged any of my spiritual sons. He said, you are going to Timbuktu, may the Lord be with you. I have money, I give you. Even if you are wrong, God will correct you. Every of my spiritual sons going to marry, I give them money. Psalm 45 verse 2. Do you know what it means when those who are supposed to encourage you discourage you? You can commit suicide. Your enemies there, you know they don't like you. But those who are supposed to love you, when they start hating you, it's a different case. I want to read this in the PTP for you to understand. It said, beautiful, beautiful, beyond the sons of men. Elegant grace pours out through every word you speak. Are the words of your mouth gracious? Kofi Papa, Kofi Papa. Menu mo se me ware o. Mi ni ma de kro kro yehugu me si kwasi am peni ni se. And I'm a friend of husband, madam. You see, you think that is the man you are treating. You carry that same thing to Mr. B, Mr. A, Mr. C. You marry, they sack you. You marry, they sack you. You marry, an angel will come. Angel will sack you. Truly, God has anointed you, his favored one for eternity. May the Lord put a surgical knife in everybody's mouth. Those of you, when you speak, people want to commit suicide. Why? Learn how to speak gracious words. Somebody came to you crying. By the time you finish speaking, he's composed. 25 years old, okay. One insult. Some people have to carry 25 years. What? Words are not easy to retract them back. Treat people with respect. As Fatou Imbo told the people working the ushers, he said, when you see people say, we appreciate you. Yes, nobody goes where he's hated. Jonah? Nobody goes where he's hated. Tell to somebody as honorable. Talk to someone as honorable. May the Lord bless you for coming to church. Learn how to speak. Today, social media, anybody can say any nonsense to anybody. Hey! Are you looking for favor? Ask your friend, are you looking for favor? Speak gracious words and treat people with your chair. It's more important than a human being. Stand up. Who told you to sit on it or whatever? Is it a good chair? So people, when you even touch their cars, car, decorated metal. Decorated metal. Some of you think, two things, your children are important than somebody else is there. Who, what do you mean? Why did you go to play with that poor woman's child? You open your mouth to say sentence, a believer. You are cut off from favor. You yourself, the position you are in is a favored position. Tell your neighbor, you are in a favored position. Be careful. Met a great man of God recently. I said, Bishop, don't mind anybody. All of them are like that. Once they get power, they forget. I won't tell you who said to me. If they know, everybody will be humble. But then he said, but let them always remember, it's just for 4 years. Let them always remember. There is only one person that sits on the throne who was not voted, selected, or appointed. Be careful. Be careful. Can you speak some gracious words to somebody right now? Gracious words. Favor flows. Favor flow. And tell your neighbor, from today, you are banned from insulting anybody. Insult should not be in your mouth. You are too beautiful to be insulting people. You see some ladies, their husband that give them chop money, when they insult you, your bank account will just go to zero. What? Insult. Wherever people are not treated well, favor does not flow. You know you are about to be a millionaire. Favor does not flow. Number four, wisdom. Wisdom. Yesterday I heard somebody say, get money before you marry. I said, what doctrine is that? It's a doctrine of experience. But I pray, no holy healer, woman will respond to the husband because of money. If you respond to your husband because of money, you are very cheap. You say you didn't say me. If money is that, because you see, the reason why you are cheap is that money is not something you should dwell on, because it can be here today, tomorrow morning. But it will shift. Has it not shifted now? It will shift. So there are many people who never call me son. Now when they say, hey, could you, my son? I just look at that. I said, Lord have mercy. Told me not to insult an old man. My God. Number four, the wisdom of walking in righteousness. Those that practice sin cannot walk in the favor of God. Favor is for the righteous. Psalm 5 verse 12, thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Proverbs 4:9. The right path will lead to favor. Somebody you are going to rape, he should call you sir. What kind of sir? The girl you rape should call you honorable. Honorata. She will even slap you. Why are you slapping honorable? To me, she is not honorable. Don't live in sin. Look at this scripture. Fools mock at sin, but among the upright there is safe. Favor is looking for you. Do right. Do right. Number five. The wisdom of sacrificial giving. In the Bible, everybody that came into favor. That's why the worldly people have taken it to the other side. Bribery. But we can't bribe God because he's richer than us. We only give him sacrifice. God is the God of sacrifice. So anytime he sees sacrifice, it sparks favor. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. Solomon loved the Lord and he went to Gibeon. He gave 1,000 burnt offering. Verse 4. That night, the Lord of favor show up. When God saw sacrifice, he show up. Can you give God any invitation? What kind of card? What kind of card are you going to use to invite God? But the card of sacrifice. Verse 13, he says, Solo, I will bless you with wisdom. Verse 14, he said, wisdom without money is equal to annoyance. I will load you with resources. Solomon came into favor by his sacrifice. What can you sacrifice? Why can't you give your time to God? Why can't you give your money to God? Why are you keeping yourself away from God? Those who keep themselves away from God, they lose the favor of God. They lose the favor. Sacrifice your time, your skill, everything. Soak yourself in the house of God. Don't do one leg in, one leg out. No. Give him your full attention. 1 Kings 10:24. He said, the whole earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Can you imagine the favor, Prophet Aleph? The whole world. Now all the earth, not some continent, sought the presence of Solomon. What a fearful favor. I pray for somebody here that soon and very soon, your class teacher will look for you, your principal will look for you, your assemblyman will look for you, your MP will look for you. God brought him into fearful favor. The whole world, including Ghana, they were looking for Solomon. When all men start to look for you, the favor is too much. Very soon, no one can reject you anymore. I said they cannot reject you anymore. Number six. We are looking at 7 points quickly.
The wisdom of excellence. Be excellent in the way you do things. Dress nicely. Speak nicely. Roll on nicely. Shine your shoe nicely. Go to the barber where you need to go to. You are not a spiritual moron. Go to meetings on time. Clean your house. Arrange things in your bedroom. Let your kitchen look and once in a free. Be excellent in your dealings. Every day they are calling you for meeting. Every day they are calling for because you don't do this well. In that office, represent Jesus with excellence. All my students, you are passing with excellence. All the students, lift your hands, lift your hands. No one will get F this semester. No one will get D this semester. I buy the spirit of F, D, whatever. I submit you to A, B. Where are the students? Share A here. You are only permitted to run between A and B. If it's not A, it's B. It's A and B. Then Jesus is in my uncle. We sit talk without study. When your results come out, your father is happy. Mama is happy. Uncles are happy. From today, all those of you bringing tears to your parents, I see your results turning around with excellent results. When you usher with excellence. When you are singing, sing with excellence. When you are cooking, cook with excellence. Not in katikonto, we don't know which one. Your soup, when we drink, everybody is lined up on the toilet. You can't even measure the amount of pepper. Daniel 6 verse 3, excellence. Somebody who puts you in his job, he must come and find a job done and done well. Done, there is an insurance company called Done Well. Done and done well. You see, when you are excellent, you don't lose favor. There is no church in Ghana here that they don't invite me. Catholic, Methodist, my grandmother is there. The most important invitation was Anglican church. Yeah, what are you going to say there? Pentecost, whatever, everywhere. You are talking nonsense. No? They will call you. No. Daniel 6. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above all the governors and etc. because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave a top, setting him over the realm. Means promotion. When you work excellently, you dress nice like my Aquaba ladies. Every door will be open for you. Now, can I pray for somebody? May the spirit of excellence jump upon every holy hearer. Jump upon. Bath twice a day. Don't be smelling. Don't be smelling. It's all part of the message. Your mess, 7 months now. It has not been redone nor washed. Went to that interview as you passed. All the interviewers fell under power. They say, madam, we are finished interview. Go out. And then you came. You say, oh, when I went, I didn't spend 2 minutes. And because of your hair. Because of your hair, you can't spend 2 minutes there. And they say, we are finished with you. Go. We will call you. Excellence. Young people who are not married, you go home, you draw one socks is here. Your singlet is in a fire too. When we tell you, so when I'm married, I will organize. No, you cannot. Now, so you go be. You must be excellent as a student. Daniel 6:12. Where are the students again? We send you to go to school to go and study, not to study boys and girls there.
If it was an engagement we send you to, we have given you ring and drinks. We give you book and money. Go and study. When your mother sent you to university, did he add engagement ring to it? The boys who are looking for girls, did he give you money for chop money for girls? Inasmuch as an excellent spirit of knowledge, understanding, interpreting of dreams were found in this Daniel. Kaya! The king said, boy, you are on top. There is somebody here because of the excellent spirit. This year in your office, you shall be promoted as the best. Whatever. Don't only be spiritually alert. Be mentally smart. Be physically sharp. Some of you being common dressing, you don't know how to dress. You wear blue shoe with mauve socks. Where did you learn this one from? Oh, Pastor, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. Catch the little foxes that spoil the vine. When you are excellent, everybody will look for you. Everybody will look for you. And I pray for somebody here. From today, by the excellent behavior, anywhere you go, doors are opening, 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 opening. Finally, 7. How to walk in favor. How? The wisdom of sowing. Proverbs 11:12. He that winneth so is. He that winneth so is what? And what is the secret of favor? Wisdom. So when you win so, you become wise. When you become wise, you become favored. Simple, simple equation. You can understand. This is the cheapest quadratic equation. Luke 15:10. When one sinner repents, the whole heaven is put in a party mode. And when God gets happy, what flows? Favor. In the book of Luke, when the king got happy, he asked the young girl, tell me whatever you want. Unfortunately, he asked for the head of John the Baptist. John 4:30 says, he that reapeth receive wages. Please, share Jesus with people. Share Jesus. Don't tell me that place is an office. So where are you going to meet people? Oh, this place is my consultation room. My friend, do you understand why he put you in the consultation room? All men don't go to church, but they will come to the hospital. They will come to your office. Don't make a mistake and say that this place is not a church. This is an office setting. What? Everywhere he has put you is your crusade ground. Mr. Accountant Evangelist, wake up! Evangelist Seamstress, wake up! Evangelist Medical Doctor, wake up! Wherever he put you, put his name there. And you never lack favor. Now watch Daniel, a politician. But he let the whole Babylon know the name of God. They say nobody should pray. He's in a lie. I will open my windows, I will pray. Look at us today. Hiding Jesus. Daniel opened the window and the Bible says he prayed 3 times for everybody to see. A city set on a hill. We don't hide Jesus. All men need him. Present him in your saloon. Present him in your shop. Present him in the Uber. Wherever. And when God sees, the greatest attraction of favor is the wisdom of going after souls. Every soul you save procures favor from God. Procures favor from God. Somebody shout, I will win souls like never before. I will win souls. You know, when people see God is blessing soul winners, jealousy. You've not seen anything yet. Yesterday I went on soul winning. Every day. I found one little boy, 16-year-old, sat down with him outside in the sun, New Town. People were passing. What is this man doing here with his very nice car? I came to win souls. My car is useless if I don't use it for God. I preached to this young guy. Now I have about, today maybe 10 of them came. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing? What are you doing with your time? Win souls. So you want God to favor you? Favor his cause. In this end time, what is God doing? Gathering the end time harvest. You can't be in church for 5 years. You are the only one in the church. Why? Don't you have friends? Do you live in Awodome Cemetery? Wherever people live, show them Jesus. And so we need the wisdom. Say the wisdom. So, pray into wisdom.
James 1:5. Pray, God give me wisdom. Pray into wisdom. Number two, study the scriptures for wisdom. Study the scriptures for wisdom. 2 Timothy 3:15. Through thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies. Number one, press into wisdom. Number two, pray for wisdom. Study for wisdom. Number four, walk with wise men. Walk with wise men. For impartation by association. Proverbs 30. The Lord said to me, tell them this week I'm going to favor everyone that came to church. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Sir. May this week be a week of favors of somebody. This week, wherever you turn, favor will turn to meet you. This week, wherever you go, favor will open doors for you. This week, wherever you turn, people will open doors for you. The favor of God will trash every sickness. Lift up your two hands and thank God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, help me walk in wisdom so I can attract favor from God and from men. Everybody pray. You see, all you need to do is to hear what I'm saying and do them. Hear what I'm saying and do them. If you hear and you don't do, it's not wisdom. Help you, Margaret, my decide. I'm going to treat people. You know, when I get visitors, she'll come and serve them. And then every day, when I say, ah, where is that young lady? Is she there? The way she will crawl the pastors. One of them said to me in Australia, Bishop, he brought her office, his office people, said, show them that drink that lady has been doing in your office. Your name has reached somewhere. When they give you opportunity, you close the door against yourself. Lift your hands and say, Lord, give me wisdom. Everybody pray. 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 Why is nobody opening the door for you? Favor is finished. Father, give me wisdom. Don't follow your beauty. The Bible says beauty is in vain. Many beautiful girls don't respect. When they see their fair calendar, they start to misbehave. The doors of favor will be blocked. You see, girls who look like Abion, they have a husband. Beautiful ones, no husband. Nobody will marry you because your face is fair calendar. Father, grant me wisdom. Oh, Jesus. Everybody pray. This is going to be a week of favor for you. This is going to be a week of favor for you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's going to be a week of favor. Every door shut against you, I declare the door open, 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 open. The favor of God will clear that sickness out of you. Wherever they've taken you to juju, the juju power will be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. God can't favor you for lions to eat you. It's impossible. Everywhere they carry your picture by the favor of God, that juju will be destroyed. Every student here, pray for you. First class, second class upper, first class, international scholarship. God is opening your brain. Lift your hand and say, Father, I receive favor. Shout and say, Father, I receive favor. Shout it again and say, Father, I receive favor. And say, grant me wisdom. That will attract favor. That will attract favor. That will attract favor. That will attract favor. That will attract favor.
Come down until the day I see my King.
Somebody
say, favor, favor, oh, favor. It's around me like a shield. It will cover me from now.
Cover me from now.
Till the day I see my King.
Everybody, wave your hand. Don't stand up. Just wave your hand. Sing the song.
Until the day I see my King.
Until the day I see my King.
Favor, favor, favor.
Till
it's around.
bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, there are some people here. You are not saved. You are not born again. In case you die today, we are not aware whether you can make it to heaven. I beg you in the name of the Lord, don't leave this auditorium without making it right with God. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Somebody invited you, you watch television, you receive a flyer, you came by yourself. What is God doing? He's gathering the end time harvest. He's gathering the end time harvest. Are you part of the harvest? Pastor, I want to be saved today. I used to go to church, I backslided, but today, I want to make it right with God. Please, wherever you are, I want to pray with you. Lift your hands. I want to be born again today. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and stand up. I want to be saved. I want to come back to Jesus. I want my name to enter the books of life. Come to me. Ushers, can you help them? Come to me from everywhere. Wherever you are, come. Come to the front. Jesus want to meet you. Come. Oh, yes. Come and surrender. When Jesus become your master, witches can feast on you. Wizards cannot feast on you. Come under the covering of Jesus. When you become a Jesus baby, he will take care of you. Oh, yes. If you are coming, run. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see some souls coming from upstairs. Oh, yes. Church, can you shout amen to God? Can you celebrate Jesus for the souls? There is a prayer meeting going on, but it seems some of you are not aware because the number of people that join online is too small. Every night we pray from 9 to 11. It's 50 days. Today is, I think, day number 35. We want everybody to join. Don't relax in your house. 9 to 11. You can come here. Tune in your phone. Put it, join us online. And join that 2-hour prayers. It's going to do a lot of good for you. Please, lift your hands, my brothers and sisters. Lift your hands. God bless you. Lift your hands. Say, Jesus, I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Lord,
write my name.
Write my name. In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Jesus, have mercy.
Have mercy.
On my soul.
On my soul.
I open my heart.
I open my
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Dr. Kwadwo Boateng-Mbempah. We believe your needs were met and every word will keep you in closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. To further boost your finances, love for souls, the word, and most importantly, your faith, find us on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and X.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055. +233 26767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.